This is Advanced Trainer. Test 4. Listening. Part 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I will introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear two friends discussing an art exhibition. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
How was that art exhibition you said you were going to, Hazel?
It wasn't bad, I suppose, but I have to admit I didn't enjoy it all that much.
Why was that?
Well, I heard on the radio that it was going to have paintings produced in the last 100 years by a range of artists, and I somehow imagined there'd be hundreds of works, but there can't have been more than 80 or so. The trouble was, only a small part of the gallery was used for the exhibition, so the paintings were crowded together, with some so high up the wall that you couldn't see them properly. And the one painting they had by an artist I really love was one of those.
Oh, what a shame. Actually, I've stopped going to art exhibitions altogether. There's something about the crowd that goes to every exhibition that really puts me off. They're probably perfectly nice, really, but I've overheard so many conversations that seem terribly pretentious. I know I'm not an art expert, but at least I can talk about paintings in a way that can be understood. And after all, you can appreciate a painting without going on about it, can't you?
I know exactly what you mean.
How was that art exhibition you said you were going to, Hazel?
It wasn't bad, I suppose, but I have to admit I didn't enjoy it all that much.
Why was that?
Well, I heard on the radio that it was going to have paintings produced in the last 100 years by a range of artists, and I somehow imagined there'd be hundreds of works, but there can't have been more than 80 or so. The trouble was, only a small part of the gallery was used for the exhibition, so the paintings were crowded together, with some so high up the wall that you couldn't see them properly. And the one painting they had by an artist I really love was one of those.
Oh, what a shame. Actually, I've stopped going to art exhibitions altogether. There's something about the crowd that goes to every exhibition that really puts me off. They're probably perfectly nice, really, but I've overheard so many conversations that seem terribly pretentious. I know I'm not an art expert, but at least I can talk about paintings in a way that can be understood. And after all, you can appreciate a painting without going on about it, can't you?
I know exactly what you mean.
Extract 2. You hear two friends, Tony and Marion, discussing a problem at Tony's workplace. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
How's your new job, Tony?
The job itself is fine, but there's a woman in the department who treats me as though I shouldn't be there at all. She's really unpleasant to me.
Is that because you're new, so you're the underdog until the next person is appointed?
Judging by some of the things she says to me, she seems to resent the fact that I'm not struggling financially, while she is. And she's really sarcastic about the fact that I can afford to do things like going away for the weekend.
Is she much older than you?
Yes, though I don't think that's the reason. What do you think I should do, Marion?
What about having a quiet conversation with her, to explain how she makes you feel?
That's probably a good idea in theory, but I don't think I'm brave enough. In fact, I'm even thinking of leaving and looking for another job.
You should only do that as a last resort, Tony. Your line manager is responsible for what goes on in the department. That's the person who should sort it out.
She seems very stressed, so I didn't want to bother her.
I really think you should.
I suppose you're right. Okay, I will.
How's your new job, Tony?
The job itself is fine, but there's a woman in the department who treats me as though I shouldn't be there at all. She's really unpleasant to me.
Is that because you're new? So you're the underdog until the next person is appointed?
Judging by some of the things she says to me, she seems to resent the fact that I'm not struggling financially, while she is. And she's really sarcastic about the fact that I can afford to do things like going away for the weekend.
Is she much older than you?
Yes, though I don't think that's the reason. What do you think I should do, Marion?
What about having a quiet conversation with her to explain how she makes you feel?
That's probably a good idea in theory, but I don't think I'm brave enough. In fact, I'm even thinking of leaving and looking for another job.
You should only do that as a last resort, Tony. Your line manager is responsible for what goes on in the department. That's the person who should sort it out.
She seems very stressed, so I didn't want to bother her.
I really think you should.
I suppose you're right. Okay, I will.
Extract 3. You hear a writer called Ross telling a friend called Erica about a problem he has with his publisher. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Erica, you know that school textbook I'm writing?
Yes.
Well, the publishers have just changed their minds about what they want. It'll take weeks to rewrite what I've already done, and the deadline is just after the holiday I'm planning.
Surely they'll extend the deadline?
Apparently not.
Will they at least pay you for the extra work?
I'll be getting 10% of the price of each book sold, so it doesn't apply. And admittedly, the changes are quite sensible, so it'll probably boost sales in the long run. But still, I don't like the way they've unilaterally changed the brief without even asking me for my opinion.
Something very similar happened to my cousin. She was very unhappy about it and put a lot of time and energy into trying to get the publisher to rethink the changes. In the end, she refused to go on with the book and criticises the publisher whenever she has a chance. But it's silly, really, because she got so worked up she made herself ill. If she'd accepted the changes with good grace, she'd have written a good book and probably made some money from it.
Erica, you know that school textbook I'm writing?
Yes.
Well, the publishers have just changed their minds about what they want. It'll take weeks to rewrite what I've already done, and the deadline is just after the holiday I'm planning.
Surely they'll extend the deadline?
Apparently not.
Will they at least pay you for the extra work?
I'll be getting 10% of the price of each book sold, so it doesn't apply. And admittedly, the changes are quite sensible, so it'll probably boost sales in the long run. But still, I don't like the way they've unilaterally changed the brief without even asking me for my opinion.
Something very similar happened to my cousin. She was very unhappy about it and put a lot of time and energy into trying to get the publisher to rethink the changes. In the end, she refused to go on with the book and criticises the publisher whenever she has a chance. But it's silly, really, because she got so worked up she made herself ill. If she'd accepted the changes with good grace, she'd have written a good book and probably made some money from it.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.